Separately, the World Meteorological Organization reported on Monday that emissions of three major greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide, have all swelled in the atmosphere since the mid-18th century. We are sleepwalking toward a climate catastrophe and need to wake up and take urgent action, said Alden Meyer, director of policy and strategy at the Union of Concerned Scientists, on a phone call with reporters Tuesday after the publication of the report. Even if every country fulfills its current pledges under the Paris Agreement, and many, including the United States, Brazil, and Australia, are currently not on track to do so, the emissions gap report found average temperatures are on track to rise by 3.2 degrees Celsius from the baseline average temperature at the first of the industrial age. According to scientific models, that kind of temperature rise sharply increases the likelihood of extreme weather events, the accelerated melting of glaciers and swelling seas, all endangering the lives of billions of people. The Paris Agreement resolved to hold the increase in global temperatures well below 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Last year, a United Nations-backed panel of scientists said the safer limit was to keep it to 1.5 degrees Celsius. There are many ways to reduce emissions. Quitting the combustion of fossil fuels, especially coal, the world's dirtiest fossil fuel, switching to renewable energy like solar and wind power, moving away from gas and diesel-guzzling cars, and halting deforestation. In fact, many countries are headed in the wrong direction. A separate analysis made public this month looked at how much coal, oil, and natural gas the world's nations have said they expect to produce and sell through 2030. If all those fossil fuels were ultimately extracted and burned, the report found, countries would collectively miss their climate pledges, as well as the global 2 degrees Celsius target, by an even larger margin than previously thought. A number of countries around the world, including Canada and Norway, have made plans to reduce emissions at home while expanding fossil fuel production for sale abroad, that report noted. At a global level, it doesn't add up, said Michael Lazarus, a lead author of the report and director of the Stockholm Environment Institute's United States Center. To date, he noted, discussions on whether and how to curb the production of fossil fuels have been almost entirely absent from international climate talks.